We got some confirm or deny here. Got some props. Got a couple of other things cooking. Maybe we can carry a couple of these over to tomorrow as well because, yeah, we got the NHL season starting tonight. But the Leafs start tomorrow. There's, you know, only two games tonight. But we'll see what we can slide in here. CJ in about 20 minutes. Let's fire up some confirm or deny.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
The worst part about listening to all that, and Razor is one of my best friends in hockey, but you find out later, years later, they could have just had him, like instead of just giving up Tuukka Rask.
It's honestly one of the worst negotiated trades in sports history.
Like, I think it was coming up on way. I don't know, but they
no, he was done. It was Tim Thomas's team at that point. Everyone, Raycroft was going to be the third goalie probably put on waivers. And they'll take Tuukka Rask for the next 15 years.
All right, you guys.
Unbelievable.
Once every 3 months, we relive that. Let's just.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because whenever I do, you always say, hey, Razor's my best friend or whatever, so leave it alone.
No, I'm not ripping because Razor, I love the guy, but just the act of getting rid of Tuukka Rask.
That's crazy.
Like, Fergie, you could have had Razor for free.
Yeah, crazy. And a complete lack of evaluation. Tuukka Rask or Pogge, which one do you want? They're like, really? I guess we'll take the good one. Rask will work. Confirm or deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease a 2022 RX350 premium package from just $268 biweekly for 40 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. Okay, a few rapid-fire confirm or denies, and then we get moving here. We saw history yesterday. It was a Thanksgiving miracle. Team Aldog goes 0-5 on Sunday and Monday. Confirm or deny, Team Aldog will have another 0-5 week in NFL picks in the future. At least one more this season. Confirm or deny.
I'll go first. This is pathetic to even say this, but I'll confirm we do it again.
No way.
Yes. Because you know what it's like, Hayes.
Yep.
You get on a heater like that and you're done. So I'm going to confirm it happens again. And I don't know how or why I'm even saying that.
Music
but I'm going
to
confirm
ears.
We are losers.
I'm denying it because
thanks. Noah.
That's just honestly that is like a unicorn. You're not going to see that again. I think 1-4, 2-3, but yeah. it is 0-5 is so tough to do.
Once in a
so
lifetime
tough.
Cooler.
Yeah.
It's a once, and I'll deny it as well. I have more faith than you guys. 1-4, that'll probably happen in week 6.
Yeah.
But 0-5, I just no, I can't see it.
Yeah.
Confirm or deny, Ben Simmons will finish the season in Philly.
I'm going to confirm that. Sorry, Noodles.
Go ahead.
I'm going to confirm it because regardless of him coming back or not, I don't think a lot of people were showing up in Philly with their suitcases and their offers ready for this guy. Do you?
That's,
or something would have happened.
I think you're right. Yep.
So that's why I think that it's like, and that's maybe where Ben Simmons' agent probably pulled his head out of the cloud saying, look, bud, I hate to tell you this, but the interest out there is not exactly burning through the league. So you might as well get your ass and get paid in Philly.
Wow.
Who wants him? I don't know. Nobody really showed any interest.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to deny it because of the playbook we've seen, right? Jimmy Butler wanted out of Mini. He showed up. He showed up, and then
true.
At some point, they're like, he's got to go. James Harden showed up. He looked as if he wasn't really prepared to play, but he showed up, and he played, and eventually it was like, we just have to move on here. I kind of believe this is what's going to happen in Philly. I don't think it's a good thing Ben Simmons is around. Joel Embiid, you heard his quote last week. He's like, this guy, everything revolved around this guy. We don't need that anymore. It's been a power struggle between those two forever, and Embiid thinks he's the man now and wants it, and I don't know if Simmons is going to accept it. So I think at some point, they're going to have to cut ties. It's just it's going deeper into the season than both parties hoped, but I don't think it'll finish next offseason. I think it'll happen some point during the year.
Well, but Embiid, Hayes, Embiid, like as much as he wants to be the guy, the way the game is played now, he can't be the guy that always has the ball in modern-day basketball. Like,
no,
that doesn't
absolutely.
Work.
That's why I went through Simmons. Because
well, that's the problem. They give it to the other guy, and he can't shoot the ball.
Bit of an issue.
Yeah. Bit of an
Bit
issue.
Bit of a conundrum there in Philly. Confirm or deny, the Las Vegas Raiders will finish the season above 500. They're 3-2 right now.
I'm confirming it. I know you said that you don't think they're a very good team, and I think you said they're a fraud.
Yes.
But something like Gruden leaving, you know, I know, like,
galvanizing
like that
moment.
Could galvanize the group a little bit. And maybe they get better coaching.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy they slid in there, the assistant coach, like, he's the guy now. Maybe he's like, we're going to have some X's and O's instead of Gruden smiling with on the sidelines and just putting a show on.
Okay. I'm denying it. I don't think they're a very good team.
Yeah, I'm
denying
it as well.
I like Carr.
Pretenders. I think he's a phony.
Yeah.
All of it. I don't like, yeah.
You don't like Carr?
No.
I don't like
I think
Carr.
It's a phony machine.
Yeah, I think it's a phony machine as well. Yeah. Two quarters for the phony machine.
Carr is me in a suit. It looks not bad, and then you peel the suit off, and you got a fat tub of garbage.
All right, I got some NHL props, okay? So we'll try to do some rapid fire. It's not confirmed. I guess it is confirmed with an eye, but it's with a gambling
slant.
It's
what you like to call a mishmash, okay?
It's a bit of a mishmash, but opening night it felt appropriate, okay? Combined total points for the season for Matthews and Marner. Matthews and Marner combined points, 184.5 combined points.
180?
184.5. Combined points, Matthews and Marner. So that works out to about 92.5 per player.
Yeah, it's close. It's a good number.
It really is. Yeah, it's creepy. It's gambling problem number.
I worry about 34's health a little bit. Like that's, I'm going to go under just based on 34's health. Even if Marner gets 100, Matthews' career high, and I know we always say pace and all that, but, you know, his career high in 80 games or roughly is, what, 80 points, right?
Yep.
82 points. So, and he's not going to get 82 games in. Already he's at 79 for what if he gets the rest after starting the weekend. So I'm going to go just under.
I'm going to go over just because I know Hayes is going to go under too.
I'm going under. Yeah, I'm going under just because, I mean, three games, I think this is an appropriate number. I think they're both. I think Marner, if he's healthy all year, will have 100 points. I do too. I don't think he's going to have 110, 115. I think he'll up right around 100. Matthews, I just don't trust, can get up over 93. Total goals for John Tavares on the season, 36.5.
I'll go under. I think he's going to be a 30-goal scorer. Pretty simple answer, which I'd be fine with. You give me 30 and...
If he plays every night, two-way guy, I think Nylander's going to up his production this year. I could see Nylander, you know, tucking in 35, 37 himself.
Yeah, give me 30 and 40.
Yep.
I'll be happy with more than happy with that.
Yep.
And winning.
And
30,
winning,
40, and winning.
Yep. I'll go just under. I think he's creeping up
I
at 35,
he's 35 yeah,
in his
I
sleep. But... 37 plus, that's he's only done that a few times in his career.
I'm just under two. I agree with you. I think he's a 35 guy for me.
Total points on the season for Leon Draisaitl, 109.5. 109.5 points.
Over. He gets 125 points min.
Min?
Oh, that's a lot.
You haven't seen a 130 since 92-93.
Yeah,
dude, you understand the animal that he's going to play. It's already started. He's going to play with McDavid. It's like those two are going to tee off in the league, I'm telling you. They're going to get 150, 130 points each.
All right.
I'm going to say over, but just over, like 111, 110 type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think McDavid's getting 130.
Yes.
Like that's what I think McDavid's going to lap the field by 20 to 30 points. But I think Draisaitl's always kind of second there. So, you know, it'll be 110 for Draisaitl. So I'm just
close.
Going over.
Yeah, I think it's real close. I'm going to lean over as well. But I think it's going to be determined on how much 5-on-5 time he has with McDavid. I mean, it's not
imagine
like he
McDavid
can't...
getting 100 points and it being a buzzkill.
Yeah, if he has 100, it's like, oh, that was a down season. What's wrong with this guy?
You did that last year, pal.
Yeah, not acceptable. You did it last year, 56 games. We've seen that.
Yeah.
Total Canadian teams to make the playoffs this season, 3.5.
I'm going over.
Ooh, optimistic Canadian. I like it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I got the Leafs in Edmonton locks are close to it.
I think Winnipeg, Leafs, and Edmonton are my locks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Montreal, Calgary, and Vancouver depend on how their seasons unfold. Yeah, that's I'm the under. Way I mean, I think Vancouver can make some noise if they're healthy and, you know, Pettersson.
That division,
has
it's open. It's open season out
and
there.
I think Calgary, if they get the goaltending, and I think Montreal. You guys don't think they're as good as a team. I think they're a pretty good team. So it'll be interesting to see.
I just think the carrot. I mean, they've got some stuff they're dealing with right now that you just have to accept is out of their control. Like Carey Price not playing the first month is a big hit.
Right. Allen's Shea a Weber good goalie, though. Like, I like Jake Allen. Like, Allen played as much as Price last year in the regular season. It was pretty good. That's the thing. Health, you're right. Montreal's up against it, but I think they're a better team than people give them credit for.
Well, I'm going to go under that number. I think sometimes as Canadian hockey fans, we do what we just did. We're like, oh, yeah, Vancouver, pretty good. And then this team, and we run down the list. Everybody's pretty damn good. Then we also forget that there's other teams in the league that are really damn good. Yeah. So I'm going to go under.
The thing is I think Vegas is taking a step back, personally.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's big enough in that division to take that big of a step.
You go from Fleury and Leonard to Leonard and Larry Brassois. Mm-hmm. Like, that's – and Leonard, you know, I don't see Leonard as a one standalone. So, Brassois is going to have to play 35 games against, you know.
Right.
Yeah, Arizona, I get it, San Jose. It's just I think they're a team that might take a step back, personally.
Well, no, you've voiced that opinion. I can't deny it on paper. There's not – you can't. Brassois to Fleury speaks for itself. That's a hit.
Right.
For sure. It's a big hit. That division still, it just looks so weak to me.
Thin.
It's thin, for sure. But to your point, in Dallas, they're probably saying, we're going to get back on the map. You know, here we go, St. Louis. We feel
pretty
good.
Jamie Benn already said it. We're built to win. Like, we're built to win in Dallas.
You know, and only Winnipeg has to deal with that in terms of the race. But if we're talking wild card and stuff like that. So I'm going to go under as well. I'm not as bullish, you know, in terms of that fourth team sneak. Yeah. I think it's obviously very close, but I'm going to go under. Total goals on the season for Cole Caulfield, 24.5.
Over, easily. I think he gets 30 goals his first year in the league for fun.
I'm not saying easily. I think he's a – I thought at the start 25 was a real realistic number for him. That's why it's such a creepy number that he threw out there.
Very creepy.
Like 24.5. I am going to go over, but I say just slightly. Like, it's a tough league. And
it is. It's a really tough league.
People are going to...
And
he's
they're
on the
asking
map,
a lot
man.
Out of
he's
him.
He's on the map, right?
Yes.
People are going to be watching for him now. Like, you know, it was your first year, you kind of just jump in. And I know this is technically his first year, but he was on the biggest stage for 2 months, the whole hockey world watching him. They're going to build defenses around trying to shut him down, Suzuki down, right?
I'm gonna go under because I think they balance out the lines too, right? Down the right side, Toffoli's going to get his time. Anderson's going to get his time. Gallagher's going to get his time. He's not playing 25 minutes a night. I don't see it as a rookie. So, you know, where are you going to get your goals? I think he'll hit 20, but I'm going to lean on the under. All right, final one here in terms of points. Total points for the season for Elias Pettersson, 74.5.
Total points for Elias Pettersson, 74.5. I'm going to go over on that because I really like the kid. I think he's a special talent. Last year was a write-off. I'll give him that, but I have big expectations for Pettersson this year.
I'm over on a bounce back year. I think he's going to be I think he's going to have a great season. Great season.
I am over. I'm over too. He had 2 years that, you know, I know that the games are off, but in the 60s, like the next level is waiting for him.
Yep.
And he's able to get there. I agree. I think he's over 75.
All right. We'll save a couple of other renditions of confirm or deny props. I was thinking about, you remember when you used to show up at restaurants back in the day and it was smoking or non?
Yeah.
Playoffs or non. Ooh. Might mix that in tomorrow. All right. I know it'll be a day late and a dollar short because the season starts tonight, but we got a lot of things going on here. So playoffs or non. Playoffs
we'll call it the playoff section.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Playoff section or non.
Wow.
Confirm or deny brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, Lisa, 2022 UX 250H premium package from just $208 biweekly for 40 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details.